This cloud in Matthew, the brother David Graham, it doesn't tell us here in Luke, but it's a bright cloud. Mm. And just a little some thought about glory. That's a wonderful subject. Mm. You know, just think of glory. We have to read the word, we hear it. We don't think, what is glory? You know, glory is not like something you buy at the store in a bottle. Although I think some people think they can get something that makes them more glorious, but that's not what it is at all. This is something, this thing is a bright cloud, and the Lord Himself, His countenance changed. It's not something, it's not like a light shining on you that makes you brighter, where you see the sun hitting a cloud, it makes it glow, and it's very beautiful. That's not the case. This cloud, light source, is within itself. And the Lord Jesus, His countenance being changed, the glory was not shining from outside of Him. It was from within Himself. And even His clothes were glowing with glory. And one brother said it this way. He said, the glory is the outshining of inner excellence. And how wonderful this is with the Lord Jesus. With all these things we've talked about, the excellency of His person, the magnificence of who He is shining here. And the cloud equally shines with the glory of Jehovah. How magnificent the scene is. And if that's anything, what they saw, the kingdom of God, they saw the kingdom of God. And so these things in our very future, they saw this glimpse of the glory. It says, the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. This glory is going to affect the whole of this earth in a day soon to come. And had yet here, they had a glimpse. Lord. You know, what do we look forward to? Do we look forward to a little seat outside of the Father's house? No, we look forward to being there and seeing the glory of God. So what a day. We look forward to it. They now have something. We have something we anticipate. We should be anticipating.
Here in Revelation 21 and verse 23, it says, This city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God illumined it. You know?
Our land.
Yes.
Our land.
There
us.
Yes. What a glorious God.
What's the significance in verse 36 where it says at the end, and they told, the disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen.
Before that's answered, my brother just mentioned the time. We decided we would go, because we started later, we would go to maybe 10 after. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sorry,
no, that was just my question. The significance behind the disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen. It's obviously they told someone at a later date, because that's why we're reading it, but at that time.
I wonder if because the Lord told them, I believe, is it Matthew? Mm-hmm. That they were going to keep this close?
Right.
Yeah. Because it wasn't the time. Mm-hmm. Just like when the Lord healed various ones, the Lord said, don't say anything to anyone. The opportunity to make Him known is today in this way, to publicly make Him known. Then, because He was going to be crucified, He wasn't going for magnificent, glorious reports. He was going quietly down that pathway, doing the Father's will. What's it say? Going about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. But He was heading to Calvary. So that's just my thought.
Yeah, I think that's right. And He didn't, and you were pointing out in John 5, He didn't receive glory from men. He didn't receive testimony. The testimony that He received was from the Scriptures, was from the Father. You know, authenticated witnesses. And these disciples were not yet, it wasn't their time to, they didn't have the Holy Spirit yet. They weren't capacitated, they weren't credentialed yet to be witnesses for Him. And He didn't want to be known in the world as some spectacular person, did He? He wanted to be known as a witness here for the Father in a very humble way. Amen. Yeah.
It was not a teaching for the nation that didn't have the Spirit of God indwelling them.
Yeah.
It's a teaching, and it's something that would be appreciated by those that are indwelled with the Spirit of God, that are tuned to look forward to that blessed man coming in glory and establishing his glory. And the reason behind it is we will share his glory. And this is a wonderful thought, because the glory of God in Christ as the perfect man is what the Lord Jesus acquired as a result of the cross of Calvary. This is something to thank the Lord for. The Lord Jesus in heaven now as the perfect man. There is an access for those that are like the Lord Jesus to go into the Father's house. And that's where the marveling of the angels when the Lord Jesus revealed himself and was going up to heavens. Going through those angels that knew him as God the Almighty, but he was going as the man, the victorious man, that is going to take that highest point on the Father's house on his right hand.